another installment of the Eternal Now on WFMU.org. My name is Andy Ortman, and we'll be your host again this week. And we just heard from Chemical Toy Box with a track, You, kind of like you like a sheep in a tutu. And this concept seems to somehow be connected or jabbing at Negative Land's U2 artwork, record, cover, etc. I don't know if the music has anything to do with it though. Just before that, new CD from Sissy Spacek, also based in California. Name of the CD is Gore Jet. Name of the track also is Gore Jet. Seems like this is a compilation of rare and out of print 7-inches from Sissy Spacek. And we started the set off with Nicholas Collins, Devil's Music 1, from a cassette compilation, Tellus, from Tellus Volume 20, from 1988. Seems like Tellus did a lot of cassettes compilations from the late 70s onwards. Anyway, up next, Levon Lambeth.
Alone in the middle of a raucous crowd, drinks are flowing, food is being devastated. Music is loud, the lights are low. I'm dressed in the latest fashions, my hair styled to perfection. I have a big car, an expensive wardrobe, a luxury apartment. I travel, I spend. I lead what is known as the good life. I know many people. I have many women. Why do I feel like a traveler in a land of strangers? This hedonistic life has grown old, one party after another, going from woman to woman to woman. I feel trapped in it now. I don't think I could settle down to a normal life, one with a home, with one woman. I don't like my life as it is, but I'm scared and uncertain about sharing a home, sharing of myself. I lay here on this bed, the cold wind whistling outside, loneliness pervading my mind, my body, my soul. I wonder why. I ask myself a question to which I already have the answer. A beautiful, warm, loving woman who believed in me, who loved me, was not enough for a man who wanted excitement, fast times, many women. And now I have nothing but a cold, lonely room, sharing a bed with a woman whose name I sometimes forget. I enter her body often, but have yet to enter her mind. Our souls are light years apart. We make love, but we do not love. We share a house, but not a home. If any man is listening to this old, old story, remember my lament. A man can have many loves, lay with many bodies, but he only comes across that one real woman once in a lifetime, if he's lucky. If he loses her, he simply walks through life. This is not simply a story. It is the fact of my life. I am a man, foolish, arrogant, overbearing. I do not know how to appreciate the most important thing in the world, the most important factor in the world, in my life, in the life of any man, is my woman. Not a woman, not someone. And I receive the kind of love that makes me so very special, and I give it all up. I am indeed a foolish, foolish fool. I am a man who cannot love. I do not know how to love. When a woman has come to me with real feeling, I turn her off. I keep her at arm's length. I fear a real relationship. I want to know every intimacy of her body, but I want to know nothing of her fears, her hopes, her wants, her needs. We enjoyed one another. We traveled, we played, we made very sweet love. I showed her great times. I made her laugh. I thought that was enough. I never gave her what she really wanted. When she really needed me, I wasn't there. During the day, I am vain, egotistical, arrogant. I laugh about my affairs, talk of my sexual prowess, my conquests. I am a man who needs no woman except for sexual satisfaction and pleasure. Yet my nights are restless. Her face and body dance in my mind. I wake up sweating. Her phone number, her address, her bedroom are still as clear to me as my own. I know what I should do. I should go back to that woman. If I'm bended knee, if I have to crawl, she is everything that I want and could ever possibly want. But I will not. I am the way I am. I am not happy with this fact. But I won't change. Perhaps I can. I want so much in a woman. I am hardly perfect, yet I demand perfection. I'm not willing to give unquestioned love. Yet a woman is less than a woman if she is not willing to give it to me. I want a woman to give herself completely, to put her soul in my hands. And then I might consider her worthy of me, of the right to carry my name. I am many things, but most of all, I am a tragic, lonely fool. I am something I don't like very much. I see a woman. I meet her. I often lie to her. I use her body. I leave. There's an emptiness in my being that makes me feel like a dumb animal. I live to eat, to play, to make indiscriminate love to any woman who will have me. I care only for my desires, my wants, my needs. I am a dog, an emotional, sexual dog. Why do I walk away? My foolish pride, my arrogance can brook no weakness, no indecision, no indiscretion in a woman. I simply walk away. I will not talk. I will not ask. I will not plead. I simply walk away. I have lost more than one good woman with my intransigence, my arrogance, my refusal to even consider her feelings, why she did not call one day, atoning her voice that I did not like. Much of my life has been lost opportunities, lost loves. My male ego is intact. But I am a very lonely man. I am a loner. Very much of a loner. Most of the time I enjoy my solitude, my quiet, my sense of self-possession. And then there are those times that I am no longer a loner. I am just plain lonely. I have forgotten how to love. I am of the living dead. Amidst the forgotten names and the bodies of countless women, I am as dead as stone. To be awakened from this kind of earthly death would be to be reborn. I don't deserve it. But I pray for that last chance to love and live again. I've gone to heaven and hell and back throughout my personal, my sexual life since I left you. Yet your essence, my sense of you, has never left me. Even now, after many years and many women, in the midst of work, in the middle of the night, sometimes while making love to another woman, thoughts of you keep coming back. I know that you and I will never love again. And so I will go on living with the fact that your image will be burned in my consciousness until the day I die. Don't ever turn your back on the one you know really counts. No image, no illusory machismo is worth hurting, let alone humiliating that woman, to prove to yourself, your friends, that although you care for her, you don't really need her. You, the self-sufficient man. I've known many fools who pass for men. I've known one such fool better than anyone else in the world. And I tell all the fools in the world, don't ever do what I did.
One, two, three, four. If you like a gamble, I'm telling you I'm your man. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me. Pleasure is to play, it no matter what you say. The ace of spades, the ace of spades, the ace of spades, the ace of spades. You know I'm born to lose, and gamble is for fools. That's the way I like it, baby, I don't want to live forever. And don't forget the joker. Play for the high one, dancing with the devil. Boy with the flow, it's all that came to me. Pleasure is the 7 or 11. No matter what you say, the ace of space. The ace of space. The ace of space. The ace of space.
just heard from Dutch Eyes, also known as Paul Knowles. Track's called Eager. That's from a 7-inch on Talknet ALF from 1997. Pretty nice 7-inch, I might add. White vinyl inside a silkscreen cardboard box. Just before that, Pasca with the Ace of Spades. Don't know much about that. That track, I got that from my brother on a compilation some years ago. And we started it off with Levon Lambeth from the album Human Emotion. And that was mixed up collaboration style with Pulse Emitter. First Pulse Emitter LP. And up next, Anna Lockwood from a compilation LP from 1977, New Electronic Music. The name of this track is World of Rhythms. And after that, Paulina Oliveros.
never thought it would happen.
Nobody gets in or out of that town now. Is that clear?
The girl just died.
How do you intend to let the people know about all this?
We were asleep. They dragged us right out of the house.
Are we under martial law?
Don't talk to me or anybody else unless you got a voice print check.
All hell's broke loose in town. Nobody knows what's going on.
Now look, you just can't push us around this way.
We've got to get a nuclear weapon in the air above that town.
I ain't taking me no place.
They started something they can't stop. The crazy. Something that in flames. Something that brutalizes. It's madness unleashed by human error. The crazy. Can they tame it before time runs out?
I'm a key man on the 50 team.
A key man? I'm one of the developers of the goddamn thing.
Now, if you want me to get the job done, you get me the stuff I need, and you get the hell in there before the morning's over.
A small town becomes a giant stockade. Evan City must be contained or leveled.
We're all concerned with Evan City, Mr. Hawks.
If we have to push the button, would you say the weapon went off?
Get me the president.
...3,614 people are trapped by an unknown enemy. 5 are on the run. Can they escape the spreading fury of the crazies?
We can make it. I know it.
Stop it! Stop it! They're coming, David! David, they're coming.
Don't move. We gotta get out of here.
Jesus, man.
And I want a weapon search for the entire town.
Watch it, Bucky!
This is exactly the kind of thing we're trying to prevent!
Thank you.
A lethal terror snowballs into hell.
In there!
Madness runs rampant.
We'll dope it out.
Sooner or later. Sooner or later.
The crazy.
And that movie, The Crazies, from 1973, is also on this long, horrendous list of movies that are being remade for some reason other than trying to come up with concepts for new, possibly good movies, ruining all these old movies. Anyway, enough of that. Just before that was Spencer Yeh from the Toneville album of violin music. Just before that, Pauline Oliveros. It was Something Else was the name of that track from 1966. And we started out with Anna Lockwood, World of Rhythms. And up next, band that used to be from Chicago a number of years ago. I think they just dissolved. I'm not sure exactly what happened to them. Anyway, Mark IV was their name. And this is live at University of Michigan.
tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
Okay, we're back. Listening to The Eternal Now. My name's Andy, and we just heard from Sudden Infant. And the track is a beautiful tile from the CD from 2008, Psychotic Einzelkind on Blossoming Noise. Just before that, a Chicago band from 1982, Phil and the Blanks, with Punctuality. That can never be stressed enough. Before that, the Electronic Circus with Direct Lines. And we started that set off with a Mark IV, live at the University of Michigan. And up next, a lot of, well, maybe not a lot, but some ambient music. Started this off with Winters in Osaka, a new cassette from the edition of 20 copies. So, guess I'm playing it here because not everyone else is going to be able to hear it. Okay, that's it. Okay, we are back from that nice, pleasant barrage of ambient music. We just heard from the Halfler Trio from a 10-inch called the Sea Org. Before that, Spikes, otherwise known as John Olson, of 50,000 other bands. This is from an LP, Silent Locks. Just before that, Esoteric Landscapes 7 from Houston, Texas, from the 80s. The name of the track is Repetition is Change. And just before that, Winters in Osaka from Chicago, a brand new cassette, Total Collapse. And this is the end again for me this week. My name is Andy Ortman. Please tune in next week for more otherworldly sounds. This is The Eternal Now. You listen to WFMU.org.